USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump has been issuing pardons, one to former San Francisco 49ers owner Edward DeBartolo Jr. Former 49ers stars Jerry Rice, Ronnie Lott, and Charles Haley were at the White House for the signing ceremony. Also, Junk Bond King, Michael Milken, and former New York Police Commissioner Bernard Carrick. There were other pardons as well, and a commutation for former Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich. President Trump also claims to know the identity of the author known as Anonymous. That's the senior administration official who wrote an Inside the White House account that painted the president as inept and dangerous. He was asked, who is it?
Can't tell you that.
Why not?
But I know. But we won't get into it. People know it's a fraud.
This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
When I wasn't taking it and I was waiting for my operation, I was feeling very tired. Now I'm driving like 11, 12 hours a day. I told you I manage 15 gas stations. And I have so much energy. I even gave some of my pills for my son. And he said, Dad, this is good. So I like it. I'm healing so fast. It's like amazing. My family is so surprised because my wound like closing up and doing so good. So that is working now that I'm starting taking my those fruits and vegetables.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Jurors who will decide the fate of former movie producer Harvey Weinstein ended their first day of deliberations without a verdict. The panel spent about 5 hours discussing the case behind closed doors. Judge James Burke gave final instructions to the jury, 7 men and 5 women, and to find each of the 5 felony counts of rape and sexual assault against Weinstein before sending them to weigh the case. The charges stem from 2 accusers who say they were assaulted by Weinstein years ago. If convicted, the 67-year-old faces life in prison. South Korea, Canada, Australia, and Britain are rushing to evacuate citizens from a cruise ship that is quarantined off Japan's coast amid a drastic increase of coronavirus infections among its passengers. The Diamond Princess, it's the world's largest cluster of confirmed COVID-19 cases outside of China, with more than 500 passengers infected with the disease. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
In 2017, Susan Fowler posted a blog that shook Silicon Valley. USA's Tim Berg has more.
Her matter-of-the-fact account of sexism, sexual harassment, and unrelenting chaos on Uber's software teams prompted a reckoning that brought down the CEO of Uber. Fowler has a new book out that details some of the harassment that was going on against her and the allegations levied against Uber. She joined CBS This Morning and shares some of those details.
I learned that this was kind of their playbook, right? That anytime I would make a complaint, and I made several complaints over the span of the year that I was there, they would say, this is their first offense.
No.
This is a high performer. We don't feel comfortable punishing them. We've given them a stern talking to. So, you know, I reported my manager for changing my performance review to prevent me from transferring to another team. I reported a leather jackets incident.
The world's wealthiest man takes on what he calls the world's biggest threat, USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Amazon founder Jeff Bezos says he plans to spend $10 billion of his own fortune to help fight climate change. He made the announcement in an Instagram post saying it's all part of the new Bezos Earth Fund. The 56-year-old, who is worth nearly $130 billion, ended the post by saying he plans to begin issuing grants by this summer. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.